Now, the Book of Mormon doesn't dabble around as historical romances and things like that do. It's really to the nitty-gritty. And we get here in this chapter where we are, where Alma is speaking to the other Zoramites. Alma has two missions, you notice, with his people. The first one was a complete failure, the Zoramites proper, when he talks about them, for example, as we find in, say, the 12th verse here, and cast out, well, and so forth. The wrong one. And then the excluded ones that are not included in this, and they're another society entirely. They're not even allowed to go to these temples. Remember, he talks about the temples and their riches and their homes and all this sort of thing. But this is where the other society doesn't even come near. They're shut out of town after dark. It's expressed here a little further on in the 35th chapter, in the second verse, where he says, notice, and it came to pass that the more popular part of the Zoramites were angry because it did destroy their craft. See, the more popular parts wouldn't accept it at all. Their craft, of course, it was priestcraft. But these are the less popular parts. They don't even have citizens' rights or anything else, as we soon find out. They met with the Hill Oneida, he says. They began to have great success, the 32nd, among the poor class of people, for behold, they being cast out of the synagogues because of the coarseness of their apparel. They were esteemed as their brethren as dross. You see, we have two different societies, one, the nothings and the quality and the riffraff, the great unwashed. Now, of course, because of that condition, they were poor in heart. Alma spoke to a large throng of them who met on the Hill Oneida, these general mass meetings we have then as now. In fact, more mass meetings were much commoner in ancient times than today. Hill Oneida, there came a great multitude unto him, were those who had been speaking who were poor in heart, because of their poverty. And they came to Alma, and this was their complaint. They said, the leader said, these my brethren, they are despised of all men because of their poverty, more especially by our priests, for they have been cast out of our synagogues that we have labored abundantly to build with our own hands, and they have cast us out because of our exceeding poverty, and we have no place to worship our God. Behold, what shall we do? The centers were everything. Now, recently, a very important book by Cullen has come out T.E. Culbert, called The Classic Man Collapse. The series of Central American, Mesoamerican societies, nobody knows where they came from. They're spread quite far apart, some of them. And they didn't just disappear, dwindle away, they collapsed. They suddenly collapsed and disappeared, each one of them. It's a very strange thing why it happened. It all seems to be following the same pattern, what we referred to before as a recurrent scenario. And this is the way it's described in one of the essays. It's a collection, a large book collection of essays, all discussing the reason for the collapse of various Central American civilizations. This is the one by G.R. William D.B. Shimkin on the subject. And this gives us the general situation. In the late classical period, this is what happened. In the classical period, this is what happened. In the pre-classical period, this is what happened. And we can assume going way back to Nephite, Lamanite times, it happened too. The late classic society was more sharply differentiated into elite and common strata than the earlier classical times. This is a process that goes on every time they go through this. Well, this is our Book of Mormon story, isn't it? Early classical times, as this process of an elite consolidation went on, there was a related development of class of bureaucrats, craft specialists, in the 6th and 7th centuries. Notice Third Nephi is going to tell us the people began to be distinguished by ranks according to their riches and their chances for learning. This is, says they began to be distinguished as a class of bureaucrats and craft specialists. In the 7th and 8th centuries, Maya civilization was integrated at the elite level in a more impressive fashion than ever before. It's a growing process once it starts. And it started in our own time. You notice the latest reports, the great division, the amazing in the paper this morning, division between the rich and the poor, how it's being more sharply marked every day. And then was integrated at the elite level more impressive fashion than ever before. As signs of regionalism appear, intensified fighting among cities, intercity fighting, crop losses, destruction, malnutrition and disease, a reduced population. Alma tells us the contentions did increase, that there were wars throughout all the land among them. They say later on, the most vital aspects of the collapse are, one, the role of the elite class. Second, the widening of the social gulf between the elite and the commoners, which is exactly what we're finding here, isn't it? And third, the competition between centers, the various cities and centers. See, these sacred centers, they were also the markets, as you know, and you notice the people who built them weren't allowed to go into them. And this division of classes so very sharply marked, and it's mentioned here too in the same connection. The evolution of ranked and probably kin-based society into a class structure, and in some areas the numbers of commoners were being maintained only by the recruitment and capture of from other centers. To build their centers, you had to take people, enslave people from other centers, and there was great competition to do that. Yet the upper class continued to grow. We're still quoting here. The upper class continued to grow, to expand its demands for luxury. Boy, do we get a Book of Mormon picture here. And to strive to compete with rival centers and aristocracies. The same thing, there were other centers the same way. And of course, as Alma, they name these Book of Mormon cities, these centers, and their cultural centers, and they have their towers. They have their sacred assemblies and so forth. And the Zoramites had their own, in which this system is shown in its model form. This is state of the art here. The priestly leaders of these great centers, remember Alma said, and especially by their priests, priestly leaders of these great centers, in their efforts to outdo each other, to draw more wealth and prestige to themselves, Mary talked to the pride teacher of the priests, must have diverted all possible